welcome y'all to the Direct Examination Podcast. My name is Amber Fulmer.
And I'm Joseph Bias. Amber, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
It is good to see you. We have kind of missed each other with some of our podcast recordings since the Golden Gavel Awards, which I think was the last time I saw you. But Happy New Year.
And thank you.
Things going well with the baby?
Things are going well with the baby. I promise I'm still alive, y'all. have a third co-host.
Yeah, and she's still alive, too. And Evie's still with us, too.
Yes, and Evie's still sleeping. We removed the swaddle officially this weekend. Your prayers are appreciated. Because international peace is more likely than my child willingly giving up her swaddle.
Well, that's exciting.
But I don't think I have said this on the podcast because it was the last one I was at. Congratulations to Joseph. He got engaged New Year's Eve.
I did get engaged.
He proposed, remember, potentially on the Golden Gavel podcast.
Right.
So we don't know if his future wife was listening. And then he actually did pop the question on New Year's Eve.
I did.
And she said yes.
She did say yes. It was a pressure situation. I made sure to create it to where there was people watching, there was around, so she felt like she had to say yes. So that was good.
It's always a good move.
Yeah, it was good. I like to peer pressure folks into big life decisions. But yeah, it was fantastic. Kudos to folks at Bone and Barbecue because we did it in front of the fireworks right before they set it off. So everything was nice and lovely. And now I'm engaged now. So that's true.
So we're going to have a doctor and a lawyer. And I have suggested at the reception, I don't think I put this online, but instead of place cards on your tables, we should just put business cards so that if somebody slips and falls or has a heart attack,
that's right,
right there, they're covered. All the contact information is right on the table. Y'all don't have to print something. You don't incur that expense.
This is a great idea.
Learn a doctor all up at that reception.
Our programs are just going to be our business cards. It has nothing to do with the wedding. We will make sure to
the bar logo on the back.
Yeah, we want to be your one-stop shop for if something bad happens in your life. Come see the BS family. The main debate that we've gotten into thus far is how we're going to be introduced after the wedding.
Oh, Lord.
I want to be introduced as the doctor's Bias. She is having a problem with that because she said, I went to actual medical school. But, you know, that's her problem. And I feel if I bribe the DJ enough that I can get my way. So I'm excited about it. And also, you know, the whole getting married thing. That's probably cool, too.
Yeah, that, too.
Well, we, as you know, have nothing but illustrious guests on this podcast.
Yep.
Today, I think we're beating ourselves from the past. We're really fortunate enough to have Judge Carolyn Kaysen Matthews. Judge Matthews is a graduate of Furman University and the USC Law School. She previously was a staff attorney for the South Carolina Supreme Court. She was a law clerk for Justice Gregory and argued more than 80 cases solo at the Supreme Court while as an assistant attorney general. She was also chief counsel to the South Carolina House of Representatives Judiciary Committee. She went to private practice as a partner at Nelson Mullins and was elected as a South Carolina administrative law judge in 1999, a position that she served until 2015. She is coming to talk to us today, however, because she is the convention chair of the South Carolina Bar Convention that is going to be taking place on January 23rd through 26th in Columbia at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. She's going to talk about that. Let us know why she does that and what we can look forward to. But without further ado, please welcome Judge Carolyn Matthews to the show. Judge Matthews, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Joseph and Amber. I'm delighted to be here. And as to how I got this august position, I actually took it the previous year. I've been on the Conventions Committee for probably 15 years, but I did not realize it was a two-year commitment. And frankly, it's one of those things where you got voluntold.
Right, right.
But once I was in it, I'm in it, and I love spending your money, and I'm hoping that you have a great convention. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I will tell you, I am a convention goer. I have been for the past 46 years. I started going in with my first husband in 1974, and I haven't gone to all of them, but almost all. And I will tell you one thing I love about it is that you get a chance to meet lawyers of all ages, all everywhere geographically in South Carolina, every type of practice, people you would never otherwise see. And I'll just tell you, people who are people go to the South Carolina Bar Convention. And if you just go to one, I think you'll be hooked. And one reason I say that is my daughter, Austin, who finished law school in 2007, I asked her to go to the 2008 Bar Convention with me. She said, Mom, it'll be so boring. It'll just be a bunch of old people, and I hate it. It'll be awful. So it was happened to be in Myrtle Beach for the first time that year. We got there about 4 in the afternoon. First thing we did, we went. Some people said, well, why don't you come into the bar and have a drink with us? That's what we did. She saw three of her friends from Charleston School of Law. They all started screaming and squealing. And it was...
We did that.
It was great. She got all of her CLE, but they also had some amazing parties, and she got active in the Young Lawyers Division and has been going to bar conventions ever since. So that's just my real story of what someone has done, but... I think the world's divided into bar goers and non-bar goers and convention goers.
I mean, among the profession, it's probably split into bar goers and non-bar goers. It's just a different type of bar.
That's true.
I'm all for both.
You have to make it through.
But really, for one fee, you can get all of your CLE for the year. You can get all your ethics. You can get invited and go to various other things which are ticketed at the events. For example, this year we have, and I know no one would believe this because I didn't when they brought it up, there's a place right on Gervais Street, I just drove by it, where you can throw axes.
So I want to get to that.
It is sold out, but I'm going to talk my way into that. Now, I have a few people I would like to put up there and, you know, throw the axe.
Right. That's kind of where I'm going, because we have a very adversarial profession sometimes, and where you have craft breweries and axes and maybe what could go wrong? Yeah.
And it's going to be after
throwing axes.
And it's the 8 to 10 PM on Friday, January 24th, which is after the senior lawyers reception. And I would note that I am the incoming president of the Senior Lawyers Executive Council. And thank you, folks. There are 4,000 members who are senior lawyers, 60 and above. You automatically become one. We're the same volume, same numbers in the bar as the Young Lawyers Division.
And you told me that earlier, and I had no idea.
And we have a great party, and I will personally invite y'all to come to my senior lawyers reception. It says anybody 16 and above and a guest, and any of y'all can be my guest. Come to our party, thank you. Then there's a judicial legislative reception that night at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center from 6 to 7, which is included. Then the axe throwing starts. Again, what could go wrong?
Yeah.
So two receptions. That's what I'm saying. So you have a reception that will start at 5:30, another reception that will start at 6, and that just leads right into, let's just throw some axes.
Exactly. Hold my drink, let me throw this axe. Right.
And you win this conference, right?
I must say, this one was kind of sprung on me. I was a little startled at this one. But other things which are available during the conference, in addition to all the CLEs, as a behind-the-scenes tour of the South Carolina Supreme Court and Court of Appeals on Friday, January 24th, there's the plenary luncheon where everybody goes on Friday, and we always get an update on the state of the judiciary from Chief Justice Don Beatty, and this year we always present the Durant Award, which is the highest award that the South Carolina Bar confers. And this year the recipient is Robbie Wilcox, the Dean of the Law School, who's done so much for the entire bar. And so that'll be a special occasion. Then there's a tour on Saturday, and it's for spouses or anybody else. A Day in the Capital City, History of Columbia, and there's a $50 per ticket cost for that. But the tour is with Columbia's Two Gals and a Fork and Historic Columbia Tour Guide. And you go to the State House first and do a tour there. And then you go walking around Alvista and stop at all these restaurants and taste everything. So that's going to be fun.
That sounds
like my kind of venture way around the city.
Wouldn't that be fun?
That would be amazing.
So let's back up a little bit, because we're going to actually go through the schedule and we'll talk about some of the CLEs. And again, if you haven't, I'm actually one of those people. This will be my first bar convention.
I've never been before. I've gone to South Carolina Association for Justice.
Right.
And I agree with you, Judge, when you said it was people that are just, you know, people, That's my favorite part. It's just right. walking around and talking to everybody. And, oh, Joe, just so nice to see sure. you and see this
well,
person.
And you get, for the fee, also a chance to interact with every judge in the state because they mm-hmm. all have to come because it's mandatory CLE for all the judges, yeah. okay? But I get the chance to see some people I only see once a year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, to network with people. And back when I was peddling my legal services more than I am now, a chance to get some business. I mean, but to see friends you only see once a year.
Just out of my curiosity, you said you kind of got voluntold into this gig for 2 years. When does the planning for this year's convention start? Is it right after the last one? Is there, you know, what kind of, can you talk us a little bit through what goes into the planning of it?
Sure. There's a conventions committee at the bar, and we have the full authority to decide where the bar convention is going to be. The bar presents to us various possibilities, and we have a basic rotation still within South Carolina of where the convention is going to be held. I will remain on that committee until probably another year or two, but we'll meet in March and start planning the next
okay.
one. And the places have already been set. We'll be back next year at Charleston Place. And everybody loves Charleston.
Yeah, I was about to say, hey, I imagine Charleston mm-hmm. was probably pretty. Is the rotation Greenville, Myrtle Beach, Charleston, Columbia,
yes,
basically?
Yes, normally okay. it is. Uh-huh. And so we will start planning, and the bar staff, frankly, does all the work. But we do have input, and we have the right to decide, for example, if one of your, one of the sections of the bar or one of the committees wants to hire somebody big or pay them a lot of money to come for a convention, we have a certain pot of money that we can allocate to various committees for their CLEs and whatever, and that rotates from year to year. So,
what I'm hearing our guests say, Amber, is that next year Charleston will have the direct examination podcast session
exactly.
where we could get paid a lot of money to go talk about innovations in podcasts in the legal
yep,
fields.
That's exactly what I heard.
Evie needs to go to college. So,
Evie needs to go to college because right now she's eating her college savings in expensive formula. She's exercising those tastes early. There's two forms of liquid gold, breast milk and Nutramigen, and homegirl wants both.
So we have a year basically to lobby for
exactly.
these positions.
We
okay. This all sounds really good until we actually have to talk in front of all of our colleagues about doing a podcast where we have a rapper.
Not at all. Anything is welcome. And as a first-time attendee, of course, you're invited to, and there's no cost for this first-time attendee's breakfast, and I'll come to that also. Mm-hmm. Another perk you get, they're doing free headshots for photos, whether you need to update your resume or whether you're running for a judgeship or whether you just want one for the fam that might turn out well. And it's free.
A question. How much airbrushing and editing gets done?
I think they're good at it. And if you don't like it, you don't have to use it.
Okay, good.
It's free.
Might need to take a few pounds off my chin.
But you don't have to pay for it. Every committee has a certain kind of slot that's assigned, and they do rotate over time. And if there's a particular thing you want to do, you can beg to move it to some other time that's more convenient for you, whatever.
Okay. So the convention starts on Thursday. As you know, the judge said, if somebody signs up and goes to the convention, they can have all their CLE credits for the entire year.
Yes.
So we're going to go through kind of the schedule. We'll talk in detail a little bit more. But again, if you have some questions about the schedule, if you're still debating on going, if we haven't sold you on this yet, go to the South Carolina Bar website. You can go to the CLE page. You can see all of what we're talking about. They have detailed topics on detailed rundowns on every topic in every field. You can see who's speaking. And, you know, get a good idea of what you can, what you'll be getting at the convention. So let's start with Thursday. So Thursday afternoon, there's a CLE is from 1:30 to 4:45. You have a consumer law section where one of our former guests, Jane Downey, is moderating.
Yep, and partner here at Moore Taylor.
The brilliant and entertaining Jane Downey, who used to be one of my baby associates over at Nelson Mullins decades ago.
Whose office is right next door to us.
So if we speak loud enough, maybe we'll she'll come in. That time period also has the dispute resolution section. And then the one that we're going to highlight, or maybe I don't want to say the most interesting, but an interesting one, is the one on healthcare law. They're going to be talking about healthcare litigation, trending topics there, including a discussion on the opioid crisis as it relates to the practice of law. And if you've listened to this podcast, one of our former guests and somebody who is in the news fairly often. Senator Dick Harpootlian is actually on a panel for Compliance False Claim Act. So if you're interested in healthcare law, certainly there's a sterling panel there that will be able to answer your questions. There's also a military and veterans law that Thursday afternoon, and a technology committee, which, again, we were talking about earlier. That's something where I think it kind of gets pigeonholed to young lawyers, but we're seeing more and more, you know, seasoned lawyers having more of an interest in technology and a desire to kind of want to catch up with anything that maybe is new and we're trying to figure out.
Yes, and I'm very excited about our Senior Lawyer Symposium on Saturday morning. We are having a speaker from Clemson University who is going to speak on some of the astonishing things that they have reviewed there with social media, including discovering the Russian trolls, which were basically done at Clemson, is how they found it. That was in the last election.
I did not know that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
So that's going to be really entertaining, and we're looking forward to that. And there's so many substantive things you can learn in these things. And I will tell you, too, you register for seminars in advance, but if something's just in your cup of tea, and say you want to go to 2 hours of one and an hour of another one, if you just let the bar staff know afterwards what you went to, they will make sure that you get adequate CLE credit. And it's all an honor system anyway.
Sure.
But you can just say, if this isn't doing it for me, you know, maybe I'll go next door and this one looks interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I will also tell you that I have been able to bill whole CLEs to clients before. I was hired as an expert witness in some cases in federal and state court, and it had to do with an abusive process, a tort I had not encountered much before. But I got to go in that seminar and listen to the panel discussion, and I realized that some of the ones who were on the panel were tangentially involved in our lawsuit, and you know, I was able to speak with them and take notes and send out a little memo to two clients, and able to split the time between them, bill both of them for that.
Boy, so, that's smart. That is a good idea. I was just sitting here thinking, I didn't put the connection that this is all going to be at the Columbia Convention Center. So, you know, I know I took the bar there, and I'm sure Amber took the bar. So I have to get over the
PTSD.
Of being
But remember, we also had Monsters Ball.
That's true.
In the Bar Convention Center, and now they don't. As I think the last time I heard or knew someone in law school that was going, they had it at like Jillian's for a happy hour, and Monsters Ball was the. I thought I rank it better than Barrister's Ball.
Interesting. Yeah, oh, I definitely went and. I remember having a good time. I'll just leave it at that.
For those of you who are non-lawyer listeners, all the graduate programs at the University of South Carolina used to throw a massive Halloween party.
That sounds every fabulous. Year. I wish we had done that.
At hundreds of people in the convention center in costume. And Halloween is my favorite holiday. So, and people would sell out of tickets. And it's the, you know, the med school, the pharmacy school, the law school. And I remember the guys that won, then they would do best costume. And, of course, it's open bar food all night. But the gentlemen that won my 1L year were the KISS band. And they were all attorneys from Atlanta. None of them were in law school. They had their friends buy them tickets so they could come
to
the party.
And win this.
And the runners-up were the Teletubbies.
Sure.
And it was amazing.
Of course. So... at that evening, there's going to be a welcome reception. We're talking again Thursday evening. There's going to be a welcome reception at the USC Alumni Center,
right.
Which, if you haven't been, it's an amazing building, an amazing venue for a reception.
It perfectly is, and we appreciate the university allowing us to do that. And I did want to highlight, I'm not trying to make this whole convention sound just like one big party, but there is the option, if you've already got a UCLE, or it just doesn't fit in your schedule this year, we do have the option for anybody of any age to do what's called a social registration. It's $75, and you can go to everything. And you get a badge just like everybody else, and you can go to all these receptions, and you can purchase tickets for any of the social.
I think that's a great option for our listeners, even if you haven't registered for it. If, like you said, if you have your CLEs, or maybe you know your particular brand of law isn't going to be covered in one of these sessions, you can still go for the networking and you know the social aspect, the reunion aspect. aspect right. of it too. I go see. I think that's a great, and frankly, it's something that I don't know if I was aware of previously.
It
or if I
has wasn't not been broadcast very well. So,
for $70, I mean, you can't beat that for all of the things we're talking about. We discussed the first time attendees breakfast. I will be there on Friday. You know, God willing, the creek don't rise. Dane, I know, is excited about the criminal law session on Friday morning. One of our previous guests, Jack Swirling, is going to be
Jack's part of it.
And
he's so good. He is.
You know, we've talked about this before, Judge Matthews, about how, you know, all of the young attorneys, at least used to when we were coming up, he would do the Bridging the Gap program.
Yep.
And so we would get
to speak of that for 13 right. years.
And so we would get to hear all of this, and now they don't have it anymore.
I actually like Bridging the Gap.
I didn't buy that part. But so there'll be a criminal law session Friday morning, an elder law, a labor and employment law featuring our former guest, Melissa Burnett, a environment and natural resources law, government regulatory law. And then the one I'm excited about, the trial and appellate advocacy law, where Judge Young from South Carolina and two justices from other states, Penny White and Ashby Pate, are going to talk about evidence. And one of the sessions is called The Art of the Story, on how to, you know, tell a story in the course of a trial. So I'm excited about that one.
Well, I've heard Penny White speak before at the National Judicial College, and she is stunning. She's brilliant, and she's entertaining, and she is a great speaker, so you will enjoy her.
Friday afternoon, they have a session on corporate banking securities, the criminal law, and then, Amber, there's a family law one, which mm-hmm. I imagine would be important to you and yours, to the folks that we try to avoid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Not avoid family law attorneys, just, you know, family law. Try to avoid that.
It's not everyone's cup of tea.
Sure.
Like Joseph was saying, Friday afternoon from 2 to 5:15, the family law CLE will have the Youth Trafficking Guardian Ad Litem Project, Electronic Evidence, the Legislative Update, and the Legality of Email and Telephone Snooping in South Carolina, which is actually a huge deal. How many clients come into our offices and are like, I've recorded X conversation, and you always cringe when they first tell you that. Because the first question, were you a party to this conversation? Right. Was the other person in South Carolina? Were they in North Carolina? Was it your child? Was it a minor? I always, like, whenever someone says, and then I found evidence online, those things make me cringe, because I'm like, let's talk about how you got the password.
Yeah, that's backing up a little bit.
The cloud is great if everyone got access to it, but, you know, if you held your husband's phone up to his face while he was sleeping to log in with the Face ID, that kind of freaks me out. And that's how you got the email. So it has happened.
That afternoon, they'll also, the YLD session is that afternoon, which I believe is co-sponsored with the diversity committee. They're doing a session on diversity in the jury box with, again, Jack Swirling, but also Judge Childs. And then
Michelle's wonderful.
She is.
A session on diversity in the courtroom with one of our previous guests, Megan Gresham, and then Nicole and Barbara Seymour, Nicole Davis and Barbara Seymour, who've also been on the podcast and been amazing guests, are help moderating that. So there's a lot going on that day. Judge Matthews already talked about. So that evening, so we're talking about Friday evening. If you're feeling froggy, if you're, see an attorney that maybe, cut you off in traffic or made a bad objection, you know, we're not promoting violence, but we say that there'll be a place with craft beers and axes. And if you want to imagine whoever you want at the end of that target, just imagine it. Don't actually do it. We'll just say that.
But if something does happen, please remember that our co-host, Dane Phillips, does do criminal defense. That is his practice area.
I love how you went into disclaimer voice. And I think it should be known. Note that the Direct Examination Podcast does not take any responsibility for any of these having gone.
We give no legal advice. It is solely the opinions of the moderators. Right.
And we certainly are not encouraging anybody to throw axes at anyone else.
This is my flight attendant voice.
I'm going to cut you two off early at the bar.
That's right. That's right. that next Saturday morning, you mentioned the senior lawyers, the seasoned lawyers, the more experienced individuals.
We've looked for a better word than senior. Nobody, every time we come up with it, nobody will agree. So we're right now we're calling ourselves the boomers for baby boomers.
There you go.
Whatever. I said the OGs.
the OG lawyers.
Yeah.
So you'll actually be, if people are hearing your voice and they want to come meet you, you'll actually be at the senior lawyers meeting that morning.
I'll be there. I'll be at the first timers breakfast. I'll be at the plenary luncheon. I am hard to get rid of. But we're so excited about so many facets of this whole thing.
The last thing I wanted to say, you mentioned the tours that are available. I think it's awesome because, frankly, I think I was in college when I took a tour of the Supreme Court, and I don't know that anybody gets the opportunity to do that. So on Friday you can do that, and then on Saturday you can have an opportunity to tour the city. And so if you're not from Columbia, that's a great way to kind of see our city, see some of the different important places, restaurants. And then the very last thing, from 4 to 6 on Saturday, there is a celebration of the 100 years of 19th Amendment, South Carolina, co-sponsored by Squala at the Palmetto Club, which...
Yes, and I'm actually the host of that as a former president of the South Carolina Women Lawyers Association, or Squala, as we often abbreviate it. Mm-hmm. We're thrilled to be celebrating the passage of the 19th Amendment, and we've already, I think there are about 60 people already signed up for that, so we're excited.
Oh, wow.
And listen, we don't want just want the girls there, we want all you guys, too. Mm-hmm. And it'll be nice at the Palmetto Club. It'll be fun. Mm-hmm. But I did want to mention that breakfast ethics seminar on Sunday morning. Everybody's a lot of times really worn out by Sunday morning. But mm-hmm. Penny White is going to be the principal speaker.
Okay.
And she's going to talk about real-time ethics, REEL, and use a lot of movie clips and things.
Very cool.
And she was on the Supreme Court in Tennessee and lost in a popular election years ago. But she's dynamite, and I'm planning to hear her, too.
Oh, great.
So we have motored through everything, but again, if you want more details, including who's going to be at every session, you can go to the South Carolina Bar website and do what we did and do some digging and see which sessions you want to go to. It's not too late to register.
You can register that day. You can come in Thursday, Friday, mm-hmm. or Saturday. And I would encourage everyone to do it. I'd like to see you all there.
Well, I will be there. I think Dane will be there, and you have the best excuse in the world, Amber, to not be there. So,
baby.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, baby, anything you don't want to do.
If she would be quiet long enough, I'd just, carry her in and we'd sit there because she's a people person. She catnaps, and she has serious baby FOMO. People think I'm lying. But if she is not in your lap talking to you or sitting doing exactly what you're doing, she is upset. She cannot miss out on anything. Wonder where she got that from.
Right. I was just getting ready to say. I think she got that honestly.
Yeah. Babies are a real magnet in the apartment. I took my daughter the granddaughters when one was about 5 months old, and just everybody wants to pet on them and love on them.
Work a baby like you work a puppy.
Well, we're obviously very excited about this convention. We're excited for the 2021 convention, which I believe is going to be called, South Carolina Bar Convention, featuring the Direct Examination Podcast.
Exactly.
I don't know if that's official yet, but we've had Beth Carroll on, we have you on. We're talking to the right people to make sure that we get that done. Mm-hmm. But we couldn't let you go because at the end of every episode, we ask our guests for their best war story. Now, those of you who've listened before, if you have no idea what we're talking about, go to our Golden Gavels episode where we gave out the award for the best war stories. This could be something funny, something poignant, something that has stuck with you throughout your distinguished career. So we do it to everybody else. We got to ask you, Judge Matthews, what's your favorite war story?
Well, I just heard about this a little earlier. I've been trying to think. One that comes to mind immediately and how far the profession has come is when I was interviewing for my very first job out of law school in 1978. And there was one position open at the Supreme Court for a staff attorney. And I understand 81 people interviewed for it.
Oh, wow.
But I was told by the clerk of court, Clyde Davis, that I would interview the court. And I thought he meant the Chief Justice. But so I walked into this room. Now, you got to remember, I was 5 months pregnant at the time. And I had, I had a navy blue skirt unzipped half the way down, praying it would not fall off. I just wanted to look as professional
Lord,
as I possibly
pain.
Could. Right. Because I told them that I was going to have a baby. Well, anyway, I walked in there, click clacking across the parquet floors, and I looked, and there are all five of them, and I realized I don't know their names. I don't know. I know the name, but I don't know what face goes with what name. So all I could think of to say was "Good afternoon, gentlemen," and they asked me the usual questions and the nice questions, and then Judge Bubba Ness, who was very famous, funny questions or whatever, looked at me and said, "I understand you're going to have a baby." And I said, "Yes, sir, I am." He said, "Well, what you going to do when that baby gets here?" And I said, "Well, I've already got a nanny, and I've got someone who's going to come in the house, and I'll be back after 6 weeks." And he said, "Well, my secretary, after she had her baby, she came back to work and did it on her lunch hour." And I looked at him, I said, "Yeah, I bet she put the wagons in a circle and fought off Indians after that." And it was like this person inhabited me, and this thing blurted out.
He just came out.
And it's my father's age, and they're Supreme Court justices. And I thought, I am dead in the brain. Right. Where did this blurting out thing come from? Dinosaur brain. But I got the job.
Right. Probably on that.
Yeah, right. Probably exactly because of it.
And they laughed, and they knew because I was who they wanted to hire anyway. So that was...
But that's a great story.
That is awesome.
It does show, and that was the first staff attorney, female staff attorney they ever hired over there. So that was fun, and it was a long time ago. But thank you so much for having me.
That's a great story. Well, again, South Carolina Bar website to find more information about the bar convention. And if you need some help with civil mediations and an expert witness on the law, you know, Judge Matthews is available for a circuit court mediator or an expert witness. You can reach Judge Matthews at CarolynCaseMatthews@gmail.com. And she can help with that probably when all of this convention stuff dies down next week.
Be happy to.
Yes,
thanks
sir.
Again so much, folks. I enjoyed this.
Thanks for joining
Thank you
us.
So much.
And again, you can follow us at SC Law Pod on Twitter and... Do we do Instagram? I don't know if we
have
Instagram.
Yeah, we do. Okay, we do Instagram. So SC Law Pod on Twitter, Instagram, the Direct Examination Podcast on Facebook. You can follow Amber, who just celebrated her birthday.
Yes,
happy
yesterday.
Birthday.
Thank
yesterday.
You.
You can wish Amber happy birthday at Red Judicata. You can ask Dane where he is at
exactly.
SC Crim Lawyer. And you can always follow me at Joseph P. Bias. So for our distinguished guests, for our missing co-host, for our present co-host, Amber, and for our producer, Brindy, thank you so much for listening to the Direct Examination Podcast. And we will see you next week with another episode.